all what they can do.
Oh, we're in business. All right, so here we go. I'm going to try to do an intro again. Yikes. Here we go. And again, good morning and welcome to Winging Lifestyles. I'm Mike Mullaney. I appreciate you listening every week because we talk to people making a difference, and there are so many people making a difference in our community. The story that we're going to talk about today was brought to me by a member of our staff, and the reality is that just about any group of people you get together has someone who's been impacted by breast cancer. Breast cancer is a nefarious illness. It strikes people of all ages. It strikes men as well. I mean, breast cancer is something that people have to understand is... It's not only is it tough, but it's growing. I mean, it used to be 1 in 10, 1 in 9. I'm not sure where we're at now, but we're seeing more and more instances of it. There's a lot of great organizations making a difference in the fight. Many different organizations, you know, taking different perspectives. And the organization we're talking to today is called Runway for Recovery. The website is runwayforrecovery.org. And joining me on the phone is the executive director of the organization, Olivia Ackmeyer-Boger. And I welcome you to the show. I appreciate you making the time to join us on New England Lifestyles.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me. It's such an honor to be here.
Breast cancer is a great equalizer, isn't it? Because people from every race, creed, age, across the board are dealing with this. And I feel like I'm hearing about it more and more. It's really a frightening thing. So, I mean, everyone takes a different perspective on things. So tell me a little bit about what Runway for Recovery does. And after you do, we're going to talk about your story, which I just watched the video on the website. It's remarkable. But tell me a little bit about what angle you take for the fight against breast cancer.
Sure. I mean, you're absolutely right. You can't avoid it based on really anything in your life doesn't separate you from having the chance of having breast cancer. And I think people are seeing more of it because people are willing to be more proactive about getting screened and doing their annual checkups. And so more is being caught because we're all doing a better job of looking out to catch things earlier, just because we see the impact that those early detections can have on the trajectory of the illness. Runway is here to help those who are going through breast cancer, those who have, you know, reached their point where they're no longer in active treatment. We're also here for people who have a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis, and we're here for the legacies, which is a word that we've kind of owned as one of our own, and it means that, you know, you might be the daughter or the niece or the granddaughter of somebody who had the disease and is no longer living. And the thing that differentiates us, I would say, as a breast cancer organization from other organizations, is that there are some wonderful organizations out there that raise money to find a cure for breast cancer. And we think that that's obviously incredibly important. We exist to be here and fund the families who the cure doesn't come in time. And we have seen firsthand just the impact that breast cancer can have on a family when you're going through treatment, and obviously the impact it has if a family loses their loved one to the disease. So that is what distinguishes us and separates us from the other ones. But I will say that there are some really wonderful ones in the Boston area specifically that we love working with, because I think we're all trying to do our own piece, as you said, because you can't avoid the disease and you know somebody who's had it.
And that's one of those things that people don't really like to talk about, unfortunately. It's one of those things that the reality is that not every story has a happy ending, and so many do. You know, this is you mentioned it's the golden age of screenings. You know, it used to be that people wouldn't get screenings. You know, we've seen great strides made in like the fight against colon cancer. We've seen so many of these, battles against cancer really have great outcomes if early detection is found. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen for everybody. We see, unfortunately, that sometimes it doesn't show because it's something that can move so quickly. Sometimes you have no symptoms and suddenly you get a diagnosis of stage 4 and it's like, well, I'm going to fight this thing off. And, you know, we've seen it happen throughout the years. We just saw Shannon Doherty dealing with breast cancer, someone who's always been thought of as a young kid in high school, 90210. Suddenly she's fighting a very public battle with it. What I want you to do is tell your story, because it is amazing. It's triumphant, but it's also, it's one of the stories that doesn't have the cure outcome. So tell us a story about your mom, a wonderful, amazing story of strength.
Yeah. I mean, she embodied everything there is to embody about being a mom and focusing on her children. And it was 91 when she was first diagnosed. So a very, very different time. So as I tell the story, I always tell people that, you know, I'm telling a story that's dated at this point, because I, to your point, I don't think that there was necessarily such a public community out there for breast cancer. But she was diagnosed, and they thought they got it all with a double mastectomy, but they didn't. And it came back. And when I was a 20-year-old, and I'm one of four siblings, when I was a 20-year-old and my sisters were 18, they are twins, and my brother was 22, she ultimately lost her 10-year battle to the disease. She was very, very private, did not want people to ask her how she was feeling, didn't want where she was in her you know, battle to be something that was discussed. She wanted to focus on the positives of life. She wanted to focus on the joys that she was having as a mother. We were so little when she was first diagnosed. And then, you know, 20 years old, I think, seems older, but it's a tough age, certainly, to lose a mom. But for her, I think she kept living and did what she was able to do in those 10 years that she was fighting, because she remained just focused on being alive and creating a magic for us as kids. That legacy of what she did when we were all sitting around a hospital in those final days when she was actually, you know, dying of the disease, became kind of my, became, you know, my logo or my theme, or, you know, the thing that was driving me after she passed away, was how can I continue to honor that legacy that she left for me, because of how much she focused on us as kids and creating that magic. So it took me about 5 years after she passed away to say to myself, I want to do something in her honor, but I can't make this an organization that has her name and breast cancer in the same phrase, because she's tried so hard to, you know, not make that her, the definition of who she was, yeah, just make the definition of being a mom. And so came up with an idea to have a fashion show and really celebrate and find joy and dance. And the money that was raised that first year went to a place out in Colorado that was specific for kids after they had lost a parent to any type of cancer. And the idea stuck, and people thought the event was wonderful. And here we are 15 years later, and it's become my full-time job. And we're still honoring the legacy that she left behind.
I just, as I was watching the video that is, you can find on runwayforrecovery.org, your mom was given a 6-month to live diagnosis, and she lived 10 years. And the way the end of that story about the, was it a soccer game? The last time you saw your mom?
I came back from college for a random weekend at home in the fall, and it was her day to bring the Gatorade and snacks. And that was the Saturday before she died on a Thursday. And so the last image I have of her is pulling those coolers across the field. If you're a mom listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Or any parent. pulling the snacks and making sure that those kids had what they needed in between their halftime. And she went into a coma that night, and never woke up.
An amazing woman, and cared so much about her kids. That's what she wanted. She wanted them to be kids and not be just the kids of a woman dealing with cancer. What a brilliant story. And what you've done now, as I read about what this organization does, and obviously we'll talk about the Runway Show, but you provide these grants, $250,000 in grants, raising from $10,000 to $30,000 in 2021, from 2020 to 2021. And these grants, you fund things like extracurricular activity, tutoring, groceries, summer camp, counseling, child care, house cleaning, so many things. It's such a, because one thing I've noticed is when people are always very supportive during a fight, but after the funeral and after things settle down, the family is still there and they've lost the most vital part of the family.
I know. It's when you talk to anybody that we're funding, we all have this very similar experience, because I've had the experience too, which is there's a very quiet day, you know, a couple of days after a funeral, because then you're just living in a space and there's such a huge person that's gone. I think a lot of people see the loss of a parent or caregiver in a family. And of course, there's so much sadness, but there's also just like a salary that just disappears. And many families can still piece a lot together, but the first couple of things that you start to really have to weigh and make decisions about sometimes are the most important things for a kid. So if the club soccer team is expensive, but the club soccer team has a coach that knows a kid and teammates and is such a great outlet for a child who's grieving, it's really heartbreaking if, you know, a parent, a dad has to say, well, we can't really afford the club soccer anymore. A lot of parents become single parents, obviously. And so we're funding some dads right now where we're paying for before care because the, you know, the parent is an educator and has to get to school on time himself. And what do you do with the kids who's staying at home to make sure they get on the bus? Do we pay for child care to come before school? There's single parents need help paying for their kids' nursery school tuitions or daycare costs. And then, of course, kids are going to be horribly sad and have these periods of time where they're having such a hard time in school. And so can you find a mentor and somebody to help them with tutoring in that first year or the, you know, 2 years after so that they're given support? It's none of what we're paying for brings back a parent, but our hope is that it eases the experience of grief after the loss.
Yeah, I read the story on the site, and there's some of those stories about families that have dealt with it, and this one about Long Tran and losing his wife Kim, young son Max. It's really sad, but yeah. One of the things that I've found over the years is that when suddenly you're in a community that you had no intention of ever being, you know, the lost community, you don't know where to go. You know, when my parents developed Alzheimer's, I didn't know where to go. And just knowing where to go, and I know you've helped people connect, and you know, you connected them with the Children's Room, which is an organization that helps people deal with losing a family member, which is, I mean, just having someone.
That's a great one.
Direction is so important. People just don't know what to do. And if you are kind of a guiding hand to say, look, we know what you're going through, we're going to help you out, that's a huge step.
Yeah, we have these two full-time runway social workers who, is in addition to receiving money, check in with our families very often, sometimes weekly, sometimes every other week, because just to your point, they're the guides in this grief process and are focused on that family and make time for that family every week. And are there to make sure that they understand that this is another chapter, not, you know, you don't have to necessarily think of it as a complete ending in any way. And how can you bring that person along with you? But then how can you also put new things into your life so that you are building different patterns and memories so that your family can continue to sustain them?
I have to tell you something. It is an excellent website. Again, it's runwayforrecovery.org. It's big. It's colorful. Your events just naturally look great. But resources for those dealing with this are right there. You talk about the events. Let's talk about the events because this is something which is different. And it really illustrates what your organization is about. So tell us about these events you do.
Yeah, so in October every year, which was the month my mom passed away and also happens to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we come together as a community that's grown over the years, all grown from word of mouth and grassroots marketing, honestly, because of your point, everyone's been touched by this disease.
Yeah.
And we have models who are either survivors, they are people who are considering themselves to be thrivers, i.e. they're living with metastatic breast cancer, or they're the kids of people who have been through breast cancer or passed away, and they get dressed up and hair and makeup done, and we play really awesome dance music, and they walk down a runway in front of crowds before the pandemic was, as much as 800 people in the room. With the pandemic this year, we were able to have a hybrid event of 550 in the room, and then everyone else walked virtually. And they dance and they cry and the audience cries and everyone shouts and celebrates. And behind them on the screen are pictures of either their battle against breast cancer or the people in their lives that they love. And it's really a night for us. We always say it's a way to find joy among, you know, in this impossible disease and to come together for a night as a community and celebrate the lives that we've lost and celebrate the lives that have survived. And it's an incredibly uplifting, high-energy moment for our models. And then they become, you know, models for life at Runway, like what we like to call them. And they can come back and dance in other years. It's become an event, honestly, that families like to come to as a huge group because it's that one time a year that you can acknowledge the impact the disease had and also feel really uplifted by what you see in the room.
And you know, this is something that happens is like so many times when someone passes, you mark that day by going to the gravesite and visiting and laying flowers.
Yeah.
It's not really the celebration they deserve, because that, yeah. I mean, look, there's that, there's being there, but we know their spirit isn't there anymore. Their spirit was something very different. Their spirit was vibrant, alive, tangible.
Yeah.
And this event, I'm looking at these pictures, it looks like such an amazing amount of joy in the room. And just being able to celebrate someone is just wonderful. And again, runwayforrecovery.org, honoring survivors, funding families, is a big pink donate button right there. So we want you to support the organization, because again, we're making sure people don't forget, you know, honoring their legacy, what your mother did, the fact that you still have that such emotional, strong connection to the strength she brought to her fight is amazing to me.
Thank you. And also I think that part of why I'm so grateful that you're having me on this morning is because, of course, we love donations and we would love your support. We would also love to know if there's a family out there that you know that needs our funding. We would very much love to continue to fund more New England families. We have money to give to families. They just have to live within the New England area. And we, you know, very carefully say it's a caregiver that's died of breast cancer. So if you know of a family where the grandparents were the main caregivers of children, or you know of a dad who passed away of breast cancer, we have funding available, and the website has the application. Our social workers reach out and do an interview with you to figure out what kinds of funding you need and for what kind of bucket. So please, if you're listening to this, make sure that you let others know, and you can actually apply for them if you get their permission, so that if somebody's really struggling, you can do the work of gathering basic information so we know how we can help them.
Yeah, a lot of times families don't know what to do. Sometimes you really have to say, look, I'm here to support you, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we're looking at the Runway Show, which is, you know, we've got our fingers crossed. It's going to be a big old bash on October 14th at the Westin Seaport Hotel, which is amazing.
Keep those fingers crossed. I can't tell you. We looked at everyone's vaccination card, everyone's negative test is October. We would love to be in a place where we could just go back to welcoming everybody.
And we'll have you on prior to that to make sure that everyone knows about
that.
Oh,
that would be wonderful.
Up.
I would love that.
But, you
I
know,
love that. Yes. And
You do a whole lot of other stuff. You do recovery retreats. You do at-home things.
Yeah, once you're a model, you really have access to our full range of events. And yes, we've pivoted like every other organization. We have a whole winter time ahead of us right now of at-home events that are not typical breast cancer events. There's facials and wine tastings. It's a way, again, for our community to stay connected. And they were very successful during the pandemic, so we brought them back this winter to stay safe. And then our models are invited to a recovery retreat in April so that they can have an overnight to kind of reflect on their experience and connect with other people who have had similar experiences. And then we have partnered with tons of incredible workout studios in the Boston area, Orange Theory, Bar 3, Fuel, Motivate, and they are willing and welcoming us into their studios to have free workout, or we don't have to pay them, but we have workout classes and we are able to raise some money that way, but also really raise awareness about what we're doing.
And again, as I'm going through your website, which I think is excellent, it's colorful, it's got great videos, they play very quickly, it doesn't shut down like many websites I've been to, but it also lays out exactly what you can do to become part of Runway. You know, it shows that for just a $100 donation, you can fund a week of extracurricular activities for a kid. You can do a month of cleaning for a family for $500. There are so many options. You see exactly what it's going to support, and obviously tax deductible, which is great. And again, there are so many things you can do. And this is really about, you know, supporting the families, because there's nothing more devastating than losing a family member, especially in this situation where I know how important my wife is to my house. She says we wouldn't survive without her. And I kind of lean in the direction that she's probably right. And so many families have to deal with that.
Yeah. I think that's so much of the conversations I have with a dad after once they fill out the application, that, you know, it can take obviously somebody a month or two, or sometimes even a year or two to really get around to asking for help. But so much of what they're just trying to do at the beginning is get those kids out the door.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in. How can we help take away some of the anxiety that comes from any of the other things that happen for the rest of the day after you've gotten your kids out the door?
Well, again, amazing. And again, the cool thing about this is we're not only looking for people to make donations to support the organizations, we're also looking for the families that need your help.
Yeah,
So again, absolutely. Yeah. So again, I rave about the website, but I always, so many websites are not put together like this, and it's really nice. Olivia Ackmeyer-Boger, the executive director of runwayforrecovery.org. Again, this is something which is you can really make a difference for a family that is going through something that you really hope never happens to families, but they do happen. And the events that they do are joyful, and they celebrate. You honor survivors. You fund families that need help. There are so many things you do. So we want you to get involved, runwayforrecovery.org. Olivia, what do you want people to take from our chat today, the most important things you want people to take from the chat?
I think you just laid them out perfectly. If you know somebody who has been impacted by breast cancer, send them to our website. There's something for everybody, whether it's somebody that you know that's currently going through treatment, survived, or somebody who's lost someone. And yes, if you have extra to give and you've always wanted to support a breast cancer organization, thank you, first of all, for considering a donation. And second, know that the second the money comes in, we turn it around and put it to use the next day. So we would love any additional support that you're able to give, and we're just so appreciative to get the word out about what we do.
Well, we'll talk to you again as we get sooner to the big runway event in October. But in the meantime,
you're welcome to come. We'd love to have you there.
Well, no, I want to support this organization, the Seaport. That's always a party. Runwayforrecovery.org. Yeah. Olivia, thank you so much for joining us this morning on New England Lifestyles.
Thank you so much for having me.